Perhaps tomorrow on Halloween, you might want to take a ghost tour. They're wildly popular. You can ride around in a hearse in Seattle, Washington. Walk through historic Salem, Massachusetts. There are tours at prisons, former insane asylums, and throughout the South, where, of course, the history of slavery and the Civil War still haunts us. And Taya Miles, a MacArthur Fellow and professor at the University of Michigan, is one of many historians concerned that not only are ghost tours passing real historic tours in popularity, but they also crowd out critical engagement with the most difficult moments of our collective past and once again make a profit off the backs of slaves, albeit this time ghostly versions. Her scholarly new book is Tales from the Haunted South, Dark Tourism and Memories of Slavery from the Civil War Era. And Professor Miles joins us from Michigan Radio. Professor Taya, welcome.
Thank you, Robin.
Well, fascinating. Now, a few years back, we spoke with Eric Newsom, a former NPR colleague who'd written a book about ghost tours through Gettysburg, for instance. Richard Sharpley coined the phrase dark tourism in his exploration of death, disaster, and suffering through travel. You give that phrase, dark tourism, new meaning. You've long studied slavery. And you returned to Savannah, Georgia to do research, and you noticed a sea change from 10 years earlier. What was that change?
One aspect of the change was that there was greater attention to African-American lives at historic sites. But unfortunately, that attention seemed to focus on enslaved ghosts who were the stars of ghost tours.
Yeah. Well, in 10 years earlier, it was just about the slave-owning plantation families. It was the African-Americans were not even in the picture. Now they are. That's the good news. But they are ghosts. Just give me your overarching. Why is that a bad thing?
I feel that it trivializes the experience of enslaved people and the grave injustice of holding people as chattel. Ghost tours are supposed to be light and fun and frivolous, and people go to enjoy themselves. I think it's a matter of concern for our contemporary social and political relations that it's considered fun to re-experience the violence against enslaved people.
Well, let's take a look at one house, the Sorrel Weed House in Savannah, Georgia. Slave owner Francis Sorrel lived there. He had an affair with his prettiest slave, Molly. This is the story that's told on the ghost tour. That affair, which his wife Matilda discovered, drove his wife to suicide. Francis then murdered Molly, the slave. She is said to haunt the place. What happened to you when you went to this house?
It was greatly disturbing to me to hear about a relationship that, in the context of what we know about slavery, was probably not consensual, described as an affair.
Almost romanticized.
Absolutely romanticized.
Well, in fact, in many different places, in New Orleans, in Savannah, Georgia, in Charleston, South Carolina, you found that over and over again, girls and women who are actually victims of gruesome violence were positioned as, you know, romantic figures, or in some cases were returning happily to still turn down the beds for the people who might be staying in an inn.
Mm-hmm, that's right. One of the major themes that I found across the approximately 17 tours I took was of young Black women who were described as having been involved in affairs with their masters that they sought. In one case, one of the women in Louisiana was said to have actually been in a contest with her mistress for the place of being in the master's bed.
Was this Chloe?
This is Chloe of the Myrtles Plantation in St. Francisville, Louisiana. The stories about Chloe say that the bed sheets in the master bedroom would sometimes be messy because she was in a contest with her mistress for that space of being the prized lover of the master.
Well, first of all, as an African American on these tours, and I'm sure there were people who had goosebumps because they thought that there might be spectral figures, you know, around every corner. We know how you can be drawn into those. It's entertainment. We know that. What else were you feeling?
Oh, my goodness, Robin. I was not expecting to learn about this. At the Sorrel Weed House, I was completely blindsided by the story of Molly. I was so emotionally affected by just the thought of this happening. I did not want to walk into that space. It felt to me to be supremely disrespectful that I would be a tourist paying for a ticket out on an evening, you know, tour, supposedly having fun, and that I would want to kind of remember and relive in that vein the violent death of a girl who didn't even possess herself, who was a slave.
It was a sacred space to you. Well, it's interesting because you've attended conferences, you became immersed in this ghost culture, which is huge in this country. And you heard another historian, David Glassberg, raise the question that stayed with me throughout your book. What are the boundaries of what's acceptable? Can we imagine a ghost tour of the Twin Towers or of a Native American massacre site? And I'm thinking, well, what must you be thinking when he said that? I mean, questioning, well, what would we ever do this at the Twin Towers? I'm imagining you were thinking, did anyone think would we ever do this at the site of one of the worst times in American history, slavery?
Right. All this ghost touring is happening. People enjoy it. People want to pay for it. But do we have ghost tours at the site of the 9/11 bombings? We probably do not, because people feel that that is a sensitive topic and that we must treat it with care and respect, that we must recognize the suffering that took place there and the wrong that was perpetrated there. So why is it that we can go to ghost tours about enslaved people and think that it's fun?
Well, but you also had some conflicting thoughts about this, too, along the way. Because on the other hand, here are people hearing about African Americans and slavery when they might not have at all before. So square that.
Right. It really is a contradiction. It really is a matter of concern that now we're getting a little bit more about slavery at these historic sites in the South, where before we really had a celebration of the wealth and glamour of the plantation elite. But the story that we're getting is still compromised because it is not putting the experiences of enslaved people at the center. It is not recognizing their humanity.
And it's often, as you found in your research, not true. there are no, you know, you could find no trace of most of these stories in history.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's entertainment. And I think that some of the owners of these sites are being creative, that they are in some ways fabricating stories that they think will draw audiences. And apparently, enslaved ghosts, particularly women, draw audiences. But that raises another concern, which is, this is the 21st century. If we're creating stories right now about the past, why are we seeking to duplicate injustices, inequalities, misperceptions about African Americans right now? We have an opportunity to do something different at these sites.
And what would that be?
I think it would be, first of all, to research the actual people who lived in these spaces and to construct narratives that faithfully, truthfully reflect the complexity of slavery.
So yours is a cautionary tale, Taya, about buying into these tours. And yet, you take a picture at one, you come home, and there is a blue, unexplainable orb in the middle of your photo.
Mm-hmm. I did see an orb in one of my photographs that was taken in a place that was said to have been a slave burial ground, though I don't have documentation that tour guide was actually accurate about that being what it was.
What does that do to you, though, when you sit down and see that?
Well, it compelled me to have a little bit of a more open mind about the different possibilities of what might actually be there in these spaces.
Well, you also point out that there's a good chance that if slaves were to come back to haunt us, they might haunt us the way they really do in our minds, which is by accusing us.
Exactly. Recently, over the past summer, comedian Wanda Sykes reported that she had an experience with a ghost in Richmond, Virginia. And she's so funny. So, of course, she made this comment that she told the ghost, why don't you go haunt white people? It's a real question, right? If you're an enslaved ghost and you're coming back, wouldn't you have something to say? As opposed to just turning down the bed sheets at a haunted bed and breakfast.
Taya Miles, her book is Tales from the Haunted South, Dark Tourism and Memories of Slavery from the Civil War Era. It's a very scholarly look at ghost tours involving former African-American slaves. Taya, thanks so much for talking to us about it. And happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween, Robin. Thank you.